My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. He is also one of the leading voices behind the Tea Party movement. We want to talk to him about his very strong opposition to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. Senator, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Well, Greg, it's good to be back, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the United Nations and disabilities. Let me just start by saying I am very supportive of all the progress we've made in our country to assist those with disabilities. It's a real important issue, and that's why I don't want to turn any aspect of it over to the United Nations. This idea that we have to, for some reason, sign a treaty with the United Nations in order to share the progress we've made with other countries makes no sense to me at all. And when you look at the language in the treaty, you realize that there are other things that are at stake here, a lot of language written in there that has nothing to do with disabilities that is likely to push the United States towards more international law. But we don't need to subject ourselves to a number of countries that have made little or no progress with disabilities and a four-year inspection. Frankly, it makes no sense to me at all. But I'm very anxious to improve the lot and the lives of those with disabilities in our country, particularly our veterans. And that's why I'm so opposed to giving any role to the United Nations.
In addition to the issue of the U.S. potentially surrendering some sovereignty on this issue, what are the other items that you referred to in passing that make this much different than what it appears to be on the surface?
The only audits that this treaty has carried out so far, the language that they've got in there suggests that these countries need to move more towards social issues rather than medical disabilities. And it's hard to pull out of that exactly what they mean, but the language of the treaty includes reproductive freedom and other things like that that we've defined in our country as related to abortion. They say it's not, but we've used that term in other ways to explain abortion. So, again, it's just like the Law of the Sea Treaty. Once you got into the language, you realized that was pushing us more towards a Kyoto Protocol, environmental laws internationally, and the same as you dig into this treaty for the disabled, that there are things in there that have nothing to do with improving the lives of disabled. And the folks who are advocating this says it has no power of implementation, that it gives them no power to do anything. And then if so, why do we need to do it? We can work with countries all over the world who want to look at the progress we've made. We can have conventions and seminars and share information. But signing a treaty from the very beginning of our country was designed to be a hard thing to do. And as we were warned by our founders, you know, live at peace and have good relations with countries all over the world, but entanglements with none. I think we're well entangled at this point. We don't need another treaty.
In terms of where this stands in the Senate, here's a statement that I've seen from your Republican colleague, Senator Barrasso of Wyoming. He says the convention offers our country a forum to utilize our wealth of knowledge and practical experiences to influence other nations in recognizing the rights for people with disabilities. He goes on to say it can help in advancing policies so Americans with disabilities can receive the same protections while working, studying, and traveling abroad, including, very importantly, our veterans. He sees this as a win-win for us and the world. What's he missing in your estimation?
Well, John Barrasso is one of the best members of the Senate. He's a great friend of mine and a real conservative. The hard thing that we have to do as members of the Senate, if you put children on the front of a UN treaty, it's hard to be against it. That's why the rights of the child are progressing despite all the problems and the threat to parental authority. But when you put veterans and disabled on the front of a treaty, and then come out and say you're against it, just like I've had people criticizing me for being against the disabled, it's just a hard thing to do. And I think what Senator Barrasso believes, it could do no harm. But then they tell us that it has no enforcement power in any other country in the world. So signing this treaty does not force in any way another country to adopt a lot of the progress that we've made. if they want to use what we've developed, they can certainly look at our laws and learn from it, and we can work with them. But, Greg, the idea that we need a treaty in order to work with other countries around the world on something like this is not a disarmament treaty or a weapons reduction. I mean, this is something that we've been doing in our country for years, where states share information with different states. Groups meet all over the country, continuing to improve the progress they've made with the disabled. We can do that with every country in the world, and already are with countries that are interested in doing it. I just think we need to take this idea of a treaty off the table, particularly, Greg, what I'm pushing for now, and hopefully Senator Barrasso and many others will support me. Regardless of how people feel about the treaty itself, we should not be passing any more treaties in a lame duck session with a Congress that's just been unelected and hopefully a president that's been unelected. We do not need to do what we did last time with the START treaty with the Russians and come in the chaos after the election, pass a treaty that has turned out to be one that the promises are already not being kept. So I'm just appealing to my Republican colleagues to let's take a passing of any treaty off the table during this lame duck. And if they want to bring it back under a Romney administration and the new Congress, bring it back up. We can debate it. If it passes, more power to them.
From what I've read, former Senator Rick Santorum has led the fight against this as well from another perspective, and that's for homeschooling parents. How much did that weigh on your opposition?
It weighs a lot because, again, you look into the language, it seems to have some impact on parental authority, the way the language is written. We've had legal experts look at this, and that's why homeschoolers are up in arms, because we already have some judges in our country that are using international law to change our laws. And we're afraid as we get into treaties like this, if the language suggests that parental authority is not absolute, we're going to have an international body telling our parents they can't homeschool and other things like that. So it may sound alarmist, but we've seen more and more things like this that where they tell us, oh, it's not going to happen, but it does happen. And America needs to stay at home, be the model for the world. And as we do that, we can show the rest of the world how to take care of children, the disabled. We just need to be the light rather than trying to submit ourselves to other nations. Because look at the United Nations right now, who they're getting ready to put on their Human Rights Committee. I mean, this is not a body that makes good decisions.
Real quickly, sir, there has been a kind of a slew of proposed treaties, one that did not get out of the UN, and that was a small arms treaty, at least at this point. You mentioned the Law of the Sea treaty. You now have 34 votes in the Senate to kill that. What's the vote count right now on this one?
I really don't know. It probably, if you ask people, you would have the votes to pass it right now. But the same thing that we did with the Law of the Sea treaty is we made more and more people aware of this. We finally got enough Republicans to say, we're not going to support it, particularly this year. And that's what we want to do with this treaty. We want to continue to advance the rights of the disabled, but we don't need this treaty to do it, and we certainly don't need to do it in a lame duck session of Congress.
Senator, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.